Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I have been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years and had read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and, in their own words, share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
In this flashback episode, we chat with Kyle and Karen. This couple clearly care deeply for each other and their families, both very mindful and compassionate souls. Karen came to see me originally through a friendly referral, and so many predictions in her reading were accurate for her, including information about her partner, so she referred her partner Kyle. Although they attended their reading separately, when you meet them together, you can feel the strong bond between them, a complementary combination of strength and gentleness. They're here to share their experience, affirming so many predictions in the reading that have come up since, and probably in the process of unfolding now. However, even more than the prediction in Karen's tarot reading, Kyle expressed some very profound changes he experiences since his crystal reading. Kyle expressed some very profound changes he experienced since his crystal reading. I had him select crystals from my medicine bundle and arrange them. Seems simple enough, right? I believe he said he needed a nap after the reading because it was so emotionally intense and gave him profound insights into himself. And we get to hear all about those predictions and insights right after this.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
Welcome back. Well, we've got Kyle and Karen with us to share their story, and we're going to start with Kyle and Karen. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. Let's start with, how did you wind up with me as your psychic?
Well, our good friend works with you, so and you come highly recommended. Many people we know, so that's how we ended up.
So lots of juicy rumors, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take them all. I'll take them all.
Yeah. We like that.
And
like that.
So that would be Lori, correct?
Yes,
is that the person? Because
yes.
She's the only person that works with me, and I just adore Lori, and her and I've had this incredible karma together because I came up in her reading that she was going to wind up making a great booking coordinator for someone, and apparently it was her.
That's awesome.
And so it worked out really great. So had you had a reading before you've come to see me?
I might have, like, many, many years ago. Like, tea leaves, I think, is all it was. But, yeah, that kind of thing I've done.
Okay. Yeah, tea leaves are great.
But that was, like, so long ago. So
Yeah,
I can't even remember anything about it.
And Kyle, have you had a reading before?
I've never had a reading, but I went to a ghost tour one time with my sister.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I wasn't going to be in tune with that because my sister's really in tune with that. But it was very interesting. One thing happened that was really
And the ghosts. I love that. Was that the Muddy Waters ghosters they used to have? Do you remember?
In
Winnipeg?
It ended off at the
Elmwood Cemetery.
Yes, that's the ones. Yeah. The two leaders of that used to host big spirit conventions, and I used to be part of those. Their wonderful name is Kristen, and she's actually a historian and runs, and it's very authentic. And the mediums would have been Donna Elliott at the time, the little medium that they usually would have come work with, who's she's now deceased. But yes, there has been lots of experiences in some of those places. Can I tell you a quick story, Kyle? I was actually like a guest on one of their tours, like just like you. And we went to the Lockport, like St. Andrew's Church and the tea house.
Yeah.
And in the tea house, there was a spirit of a child that kept coming through in the group and a ball manifested, a rubber ball. Mm-hmm. I have the ball from that time with that group. And I kept it because I was like, that was cool. They're very authentic and they study the history of it, but you had experience. So do you want to share real quick what happened?
Well, there was two things because like in our house, we had at the time, we just orbs all over the place.
Yeah.
So I went with my sister. Right. And one time when we were in Hotel Fort Garry, I just kind of skipped off from the group. And there was this big room that was just dark. So I took a picture and there's this massive blue orb.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I was just used to orbs. I'm here. Well, that's wild, right? But then when we got to the Provence Museum.
St. Bonaventure.
Yeah. Because it's on Provence, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, nothing's going to happen. Like, this is really weird because there was a fire there, wasn't there? A long, long time ago. Some people smell smoke and stuff like that. And then two other people and myself heard a whistle.
Yeah.
And then people say, well, if you hear anything, smell anything, just speak up and say, hey, like, what happened? And so I heard a whistle along with two other people. And I said, did anybody hear a whistle? And everybody said no. And then two people said, yeah, we did. The orb and the whistle. That's what I got.
Those are some great locations for ghost hunting in Winnipeg. That the Fort Garry Hotel, I have had my own personal experiences there that could fill up this show. And the Basilica and the museum and all that area in the French Quarter of Winnipeg as well. Wow. I've had ghost hunts there myself when I had my shop that I used to host that have been incredible stuff. The audio, I always go in recording everything. I bring K2 meters. I have a thermal imager. I record everything on my phone because it's amazing what you capture. And before we started recording this, I was telling you a story about the first time I heard spirit talking to me on a recording someone had brought back to me and said, oh, B, you got to listen to this because you could hear it. And yes, the whistle. And in fact, back to the location in Lockport that I was talking about with the ghost hunt, I've been on a ghost hunt in that location. We heard a man singing in the building. And when we took a picture inside the building, because it was closed and nobody was there, we actually have a man's face staring back at us. Because it was all women. So we were like, that's none of us. Anyway, he was singing away in the building. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Because we got lots to talk about our first meeting and you were referred to me and you trusted to come and see me for a reading. Now, let's go to that. I know we talked about a lot of stuff in that reading. And I feel like let's start off with the first thing that comes to your mind, Karen, that when you came to see me, what did you think when you came to see me? I was in this big purple house that was perfumery. And you came into my reading room.
Yeah.
And you sat down.
Yeah.
And what was your first thoughts?
I was probably a little nervous, I guess, of what might come of it and everything. But it was great. And again, I haven't listened to it. I recorded it, but I haven't listened to it till the past few days, probably since it happened almost 4 years ago, right? And my mind's blown, like, at some of the stuff that was said and how it did happen. You had mentioned that everything said could happen in less than 3 years. And yes, definitely. It was great. Like, I want to come back again and do it again, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah.
You know, when I read, I don't, when it's just sort of a cold reading, people come in and I read palms or cards or tea leaves or whatever it is we're reading, I'm usually only going no more than 7 years down the road. Like if I'm doing life path stuff and we're looking long trajectories, I usually work reading palms and your natal chart because I'm looking at the bigger kind of life path, destinies, karmas, those kinds of things. When I'm just doing readings, I'm just reading everything that comes in with you. It's just energy reading. Kyle, what was your experience? Because was this reading together?
No,
this was separate.
She bought it for me for Christmas.
You also had a reading.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I wasn't expecting what you told me. It was amazing. Like the picking up the crystals or the objects and everything. And I explained to you as to why I picked it up and... I don't know. It was just.
Well, what I will say for Kyle, when he came out, I picked him
up. Oh, yes. Yes. I almost passed out.
Mentally and emotionally exhausted. Yeah. And he had to go home and have a nap. He was that done. Because it was such an emotional experience for him.
Yeah. And he just wiped out my energy. I can tell you that much.
Spirit wanted your attention. And I love that we had done a crystal reading together. For people who don't know what that is, you would come into my room and I have a number of objects either in my room or just laid out on the table. And as you see where I'm sitting now, I have tons of objects in my room. And you just pick seven objects and I just have you put them in one straight line and we look at where your energy is. Or I'll have you count backwards. I'll pick the cards. And so that's always a fun one. So since you brought that up, Kyle, let's talk about your reading for a minute. Now, what did you want to share in that? Where did that start for you? So you felt totally exhausted when you started with the crystal reading. What came up for you in that?
There was a lot of things that I didn't want to happen because you're kept repeating babies.
Oh.
Yes. And there's no babies, thank goodness, because I didn't want, but there was a wedding west, and it was my niece that got married. And you kept saying California also. Yeah. They lived there.
Oh.
They lived there for a while. They got married there.
And we literally found out that they secretly got married the day after Kyle had the reading with you.
So it was like a big surprise.
So it was like, hey, she just said that yesterday. And look, now here we go.
It was quite amazing. And I'm just trying to deny everything.
What else came up for you in that reading?
There was also my partner, meaning Karen, having health issues and going through treatments.
Okay.
And at that time, her Achilles was torn for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
She had to like wear a boot basically and wait a year for an operation. So physio and all that kind of stuff that goes with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Then you have to see a physio like to be even jump up and down later, right?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I know. Yeah, one of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that came up in your reading that day too.
Yeah, and work came up. You stressed that a different role of a job.
Is he working still, your Taurus?
Yeah.
There's some problems with work.
Yeah.
And he might be, is he getting a notice at work? Does he know about that? Because I feel like he's changing jobs. He's getting a notice at work, whatever this means. Your partner might be leaving his role at work, changing jobs. Something's changing for him. He's getting some sort of notice at work. Your partner here, I feel like he'll be off work for a bit. And then I feel like September, he seems to go back and I feel like he's going to have problems at first. They'll change jobs.
Health came up for my parents. So.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah. You said my mom and dad both have health issues. You also were saying that my mom is hard on my dad, which she is, and that he has health issues and she has gotten meaner over the years, which is true. And my dad needs care and my mom, and he'll be moving into care, which shortly after the reading, he actually did move into personal care home.
What I want to say is this. It tells me that there are people who have health issues, and I'm going to say Your mom is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a father figure of sorts. I know I'm asking a weird question. Are your mom and dad together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mom might be mean to him or hard on him or not caring for him or something like that. And I feel like your dad has health issues where he needs more care. Mm-hmm. You'll have to move them. Your mom might not be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, it would be somebody who would be...
Okay.
I don't think they're moving together. I feel
right.
like your mom's not easy. Your dad needs more care.
And then you also mentioned that I'd be driving my mom around a lot to a lot of appointments and that she needs to watch her blood work, which is so true. That's all I've been doing these past few years is driving her to appointments. She goes monthly for blood work because she does have a health condition that she has to keep on top of. One thing you did say is she's very hard to get along with and I will need to shut up and put up with her, which is so true. And that she's cranky, unbearable, and bitter, humiliates me and talks very badly to me.
Is your mom still with you?
She is.
Yeah. You'll be driving her around a lot. Do you get along with your mom?
No.
Is she critic? Thank you. Because I'm like, Dad, you need humility with her. Because she's the wolf. Right? When you have a wolf in your heart, think about how uncomfortable
yeah.
that is, right?
Yeah.
And she can be a block because when I see this, it's critical of you. And the wolf is like, the wolf is, well, teaching humility. You would have to just shut up and put up. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like this is a short cup of coffee visit, right? But she has some health issues here. And I'm going to say osteoporosis or something with her bones, her joints, like weak or brittle, and her blood work. Like,
mm-hmm.
not death and dying, but needy
mm-hmm.
and critical. Cranky.
Spot on.
Spot
like
on.
I was just
yeah.
floored when I listened to it again and I'm just like, oh my gosh. So yeah, that was very interesting.
Well, and all with love, of course.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think sometimes Spirit just wants you to know that the decisions you'll have to make are always in the greater good, even when they're really difficult or challenging
yeah.
for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think that you've really earned yourself some really good karma.
Good.
Just so you know, girl's got some good karma now. Go buy some Hospital Lottery Foundation tickets or something.
Yeah, I don't think
we tried that. We lost.
Yeah. You know what? I've tried to win that thing for years. I'm just not supposed to. You know, it's funny because I've won like small things, but never.
Like
the rest
either.
Of us, right?
But that's one thing you did tell Kyle in his reading that. He would never win the lottery.
No, sorry.
And so as we just came from the gas station and he bought some lotto tickets, I'm like, why'd you bother? Bernice said we're not going to win.
Yeah. We talked a bit about the parents, but there was also something about your son.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're getting sandwiched a little bit here. Let's talk about the son.
Well, at the time, he was my son was in electrical school, which you had said he was in school, but wanting to change what he was doing at the time,
mm-hmm.
and that my ex had got his dad had guided him in that direction, but he's wanting to change, which is totally spot on. You had also said that he would be going to college, which that was the change. He did go to college, and that he would complete it, which he did, and that he would have a girlfriend in college, and that's where he met his current fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone really likes her, and that he kind of do something like, because he went into business admin, so something to do with accounting or HR and stuff like that, helping people out, government administration. So he did get a job in that field briefly, but right now he's not working, but he did
mm-hmm.
go in that field.
I feel like his dad's trying to encourage him about college. There he is, and he has different ideas about what he wants to do
mm-hmm.
in terms of his education or schooling. I feel like they're going to completely change what they're doing in school. He's going to have a girlfriend coming into his life who I really
that.
Like.
Okay.
I really like her.
Good.
And I'm going to say she's also a college person.
Okay.
She might be going into the helping field herself. I feel like he's going to get something where training and work, like an apprenticeship, would be together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't going to be a trade,
no.
and it isn't going to be landscaping, and it isn't
no.
going to be cooking, and it isn't going to be anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he's going to the helping field.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes
okay.
into administration,
yeah.
he might start off with accounting, but this is somebody who helps people.
Okay.
So he might wind up taking HR, business administration, and he'll wind up even in a field. If he winds up even doing bookkeeping, he'll wind up in a place that helps people.
There's something concerning your son right now. And I feel like there's something that he's trying to figure out with his health or something. Like there's something he's trying to figure out. And he's actually, I keep hearing, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. There's something about a virus he had. This is the repercussions. They can't find anything now because they can test his blood, but they're like, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Mm. But it's because these are the long-term symptoms of something. And I don't know that I mean COVID. I feel like I need something else. Mm-hmm. And so just to watch with him.
Okay.
Yep. Because he's depleted. Like, you know how you're low on like anemic or you're low. Something about that for him, just to watch.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. And that makes sense.
To watch with that. And I feel like, you know how sometimes people have Lyme disease, but they have the after effects. Mm-hmm. Something like that keeps coming up for him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just to check, just to look at. Thing of symptoms. That's what spirit keeps telling me right now, talking to you. So this is sort of a side learn from what we were talking
Interesting.
About.
Interesting, yeah.
But because I haven't seen you in 4 years, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And so I'm only telling you what spirit's telling me right now.
Okay.
So we've got it recorded for future. Anyway, I just wanted to make that prediction now because I feel like I'm supposed to say that. But let's go back to, so he's gone back to college. He's done his thing. He's not working at the moment, but he started rejigging things.
Yeah.
Is there a focus on a house right now?
Yeah, they're looking for a house right now.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
And that, you know, it's funny because there's a spirit named Peggy who keeps telling me things. I don't mean the radio station. It's weird. I leave it. It doesn't matter. It's the mother. And she keeps telling me something, not yours.
No.
I don't know. I'm supposed to. There's a lady. There's an older lady. I'm supposed to. Was already gone. She's already gone. She would belong to your mother. And she's very superstitious or loves psychics or superstitious. That's don't think too hard because she's telling me to tell you that he'll find a house. And I feel like he's supposed to look west, maybe the city, and that he'll even know. I even feel like within, by the end of this year, within 5 to 7 months about this house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's in the works.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we'll call this dead lady Peggy for some reason. That's my head.
Okay.
That's how she presents herself.
Why is it cold in here?
Well, it is.
I'm not cold.
No, it is. It's my dead people. It's okay. They're sitting down.
Hey.
Yeah. It's all good. Just back to you, Kyle, let's go down further since you were coming up in this and you had some role change. And did you want to elaborate more on that?
Well, it's just right now I'm on a sick leave twice in 1 year. So that's where I'm looking to change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, like, you know, on the reading, I didn't believe any of that kind of stuff. So, and pretty much you're pretty much spot on with that, like, you know, but you mentioned work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
It was a source of stress for you.
It was.
Yeah.
And it still is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're shedding that right now. You really are. You're shedding it right now.
Yeah.
Because it's part of your identity.
I just got shivers because you said that. I'm getting like totally.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's okay. Yeah, that's
freaking
cool.
Out, man.
Yeah, and so you're shedding that right now. You know, the pandemic may have been the shift you needed to actually make the shift into a new direction with confidence, because there will be all kinds of new opportunities presenting themselves to you as people, because it's a labor market now. There's so many opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really time to just really think about, because you need something that's very harmonic, that you have a cause to believe in or something you can champion. And I just feel like when you're in something that's ungrateful and there's no gratitude in it, you're thinking to yourself, what's the point of doing this? I don't feel so. Allow it to present to yourself, but I'm really excited for you in a sense that you'll find something that's more harmonic for you, not stressful. You're not good under pressure. People think they are. They're not. All it does is it takes your life force. You know, staying too busy, you will wind up avoiding and missing things.
You want to say toxic?
Toxic environments, toxics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're changing all of that. That's really exciting, though.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting,
it is.
Too, because in my reading, you also said that Kyle has problems with work and will be changing jobs to a role he doesn't like at that time, which in our job that we both do the same job, our role changes.
Okay.
If not yearly.
Okay. So that's kind of a normal.
So it kind of changes depending on what's coming in at the time. So, yeah, and you also said that he'd be off work due to health issues. And at the time when I was having my reading with you, he was actually at the doctor's getting a doctor's note and was going to be off work for a while due to his health issues. And also you told me he wouldn't be happy with his employer and will take time off work, which is, like he said, happened a couple times, and especially in the past
twice in year. 1 year.
Yeah.
Is he working still, your Taurus?
Yeah.
There's some problems with work.
Yeah.
And he might be, is he getting a notice at work? Does he know about that? Because I feel like he's getting it. He's changing jobs. He's getting a notice at work. Whatever this means, your partner might be leaving his role at work, changing jobs, something's changing for him, he's getting some sort of notice at work. Your partner here, I feel like he'll be off work for a bit, and then I feel like September, he seems to go back, and I feel like he's going to have problems at first, they'll change jobs.
It's worrisome for the future, right now.
Yeah.
Both of us are going to make it work.
Yeah.
And I have every faith it's going to work out.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, we'll
the only reason Spirit would have showed you this change coming was to prepare you. You would have felt broadsided otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things show up in readings like that that you don't want to hear, like you're leaving work, you know, it's to prepare you so you go, wait a minute, okay.
That's so good to hear, you know.
It's just to prepare you. And so it's the same when with your son. His big change, well, that's nerve-wracking, but see, it worked out for him in one way, but he has something else to work out.
I know.
Yeah. And that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
And it's the health issues. Again, pandemic removed distractions for everyone, so now we're seeing the rawness of everything, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say broadsided. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At the curveball. I call it the curveball that... Yeah. Was thrown at me, you know, that and broadsided. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And that's why 2 times in a row that I'm off.
Yeah.
There was a curveball.
And that's why those come up. People sometimes don't want to hear it. And they're like, I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm like,
Because you want to just make the money and retire and whatever.
Yeah.
Now,
you don't want to complicate it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now it's scary.
But it's important for health to get less stressful roles. And
the beautiful part about this is we're literally in the middle of the labor shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, we're going to see, and I've predicted this when I've done my radio shows, because I'm often asked sort of these bigger questions. We're going to see major investment in new business development, new opportunities, new labor opportunities. Like Winnipeg, very much so. The old economy really didn't serve a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so this big shift is really needed. And I feel like you're going to find a good way in it. So don't let that anxiety tell you different.
there's tons of jobs out there. We've looked and everything. And we're just like, you know, there's tons.
Yeah.
There's tons. We're not.
It's doable.
Worried too much about it.
Yeah.
So,
You're in good hands.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network, or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
We talked about work. And then we talked about a little bit about essential jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to my thing here. In charge of others' help and health of others. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Parents, son, partners, or something else.
Well, it could go to that in charge of help and health of others. Like, that kind of happened shortly after I had seen you too with Kyle's parents. And actually, that's an important part of Kyle's reading as well, was that I had to help care for them.
Mm-hmm.
As you had mentioned in Kyle's reading also, that they would be going their separate ways, but not like divorce-wise, just living separate for health reasons. And sure enough, his mom went into assisted living or into a care home, and his dad went into assisted living. But I was a large part in, like I said, charge of the help and health of others. I was looking after them because I was off with my injury from work. So I had the time. to look after them and help them out, and also the help and health of my parents.
You said that my parents would be living in different places. My dad is in living assistance. My mom is in a care home now. You said something about Parkinson's, and my mom does have Parkinson's now.
Yeah.
She can't walk. She's only in a wheelchair, and you mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned for me the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I do have epilepsy, and that is a nervous system type of thing, right? It all has to do with that. But mostly it's that tremors in my hand because of my my meds. And I believe you said something about watch your throat or something like that, something about my throat. But it wasn't me. It was two other people that had something wrong.
Okay, right around you in terms of health.
Yeah.
With their throat, like not being able to swallow.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. It was my aunt had an aggressive cancer, and it ended up she had this big lump on her neck, and she had a hard time talking.
And my son's fiance's grandfather had throat cancer. It kind of maybe ties in.
I was like kind of freaking out when I, and plus I was just telling Karen about the throat thing, like all the medication that I take.
Yeah.
I just take it all in one hand and then dump it in. I'm here. Am I going to choke now or something like that? Or no, I just don't want
to
take
it. The only thing I can think relating to Kyle is he got put on a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe that kind of tied in with the gasping for air.
Just to watch for
something.
And just to watch for. And when they show us these things, again, it's so that you're not broadsided by anything, right? And so your nervous system, your meds, your throat, just to watch.
Yeah.
And then you've got some good care for your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there something else you want to add?
Well, the thing about your grandfather was...
I was going to...
So what about your... tell us about your grandfather.
Oh yeah, there's a couple times he came into my dreams, and I told you he was he's on my dad's side, a little bit more grumpy, right? Mm-hmm. But we always used to go fishing and everything like that. He had a farm, and then when he sold that and everything, and he used to have a garden and everything like that, and I liked all doing the same thing, right? But in my dreams, I was like one time I was gardening, and he just was sitting there, not saying a word, and just smiling as if he approves what I was doing, because I break things and I don't know how to fix them. he was a jack of all trades, you know.
So don't bring out the fine china when you're
not with this guy. He was smiling in approval, and that made me feel good, right? Like it made my mind at ease, and it made me feel good. I don't remember another time, but I remember I was cutting my aunt and uncle's grass. I used to do that all the time. And he was sitting there watching me again. I told you that I told Karen that someone has to be watching over me. Because at the time I had my license, like I took my license away a few years ago because of the seizures, I had a breakthrough seizure and whatever, it's set back, right? So I'm here, like, I'm not going to hurt anyone, right? But when I did have my license, I was feeling kind of weird when I was driving. Mm-hmm. And I was here like, man, I got to get home quick. I really got to get home quick. So I got home pretty fast. And when I got home, all of a sudden, well, usually what happens, Karen puts me on the chair or whatever. And then I just kind of zone. Mm-hmm. Get back to reality, and Karen says I had one.
Mm-hmm.
I had a seizure. I was just driving in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I felt weird.
Yeah.
I got home quick. I don't know if I got into the house and I had one or what. Yeah. I don't know. And I kind of zoned in, and I was like, "Holy smokes!"
Yeah.
I always disagree when I have one. I said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. But now it's just like, okay, I did. But, and I said, someone has got to be looking over me.
Well, and even you, when you're sleeping, you had times felt somewhat pressing on.
You know, and that's another thing too. Yeah, and some, but it's, that's a little scary when that happens because it's like a really hard press.
Yeah.
And then one time it's like, it was hard for me to breathe.
Yeah.
And I just went like, and I was scared to open up my eyes and I just shrugged my shoulders and I would say, get off, just get off. And then it was off. And then there was another time, I think someone was sitting on the bed or something like that. And I'm just like, I'm not going to open up my eyes. I'm just too scared. Right. Yeah. And then, sometimes, the house is so quiet that you can hear a pin drop as if you're in a soundproof room.
Yeah.
And I was, and it was just, sometimes somebody calls my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I said, what? I'm like, what is going on? And one time I heard an alarm clock go off and then it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And mm-hmm. I was just, whose alarm is this? And I was getting pissed off already because I went downstairs and looking for somebody's phone or whatever, the kids, and I want to blame them for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
I'm here, where's this coming from? And I'm just going nuts and everything. And the next day I'm giving the kids crap. I'm here, your darn phone. Why couldn't you stop with that alarm? And they're going, what are you talking about? And I'm here, you didn't have an alarm on yours. And I said, you did not hear anything. And they said, no one. I said, Karen, did you? She says, no. And I'm here.
I think it's someone, whether it's your grandfather, over him, perhaps he's having nocturnal seizures at night something. And they're bringing him out of it. With the alarm going off or someone calling his name or pressing, I feel that it's perhaps something like that.
Connected
going on.
To.
Yeah.
And we talked a bit about when we have lots of activity, sometimes it's connected to our health or mental health or energy, and that they clearly know that they got you in their hand. So maybe as you sink into seizures, as you sink in, they're right there. They're like, yes, I've got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting too that a few years ago, I was really sick that 1 week that like, I could barely get out of bed. I could barely eat. I could barely drink. I wanted to kind of go outside, walk the dog, walk it off a bit, you know. I couldn't even get around the corner. 2 days in a row, I was like shivering in bed. I just could not keep warm. And then in the middle of the night, I'm going to say it was around 4, I think, I was burning like the guy from Fantastic Four, you know, the fireman, you know, like that's how I felt. And I was like hallucinating, you know, because I was so hungry, right? And I wanted to go into the pantry and get some chips. And I said, no, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to get any chips, right? And I was hallucinating. And also I saw 3 white wolves go past my room in the hallway. And they just kind of looked. And I'm like, whoa. That was really weird. And then I just went back to sleep.
And
right?
I think you had said the wolves are like protectors.
And like, yeah. And I Googled it and it says the wolves are natural protectors.
Hence the
wolf
tattoos.
Yes.
Natural protector. Yeah. And the number 4, just on a side note, that's in tarot, the 4 is the emperor. That's the grandfather.
Oh, wow.
And so the 444, the 444. In oftentimes in angel numbers, when people look at angel numbers 444, it's about spirits with you in the darkness where others fear to tread.
Mm-hmm.
So when those 444 show up, right, those fours, that spirit with you in the darkness when angels are even angels might be afraid to go there.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
So your grandfather is before, he's the emperor in tarot, and he would show up as your the wolves, the protector.
Yeah.
And so
and sorry to interrupt you on that one too, because that is extremely interesting, because the next day I had the exact same thing, the fever. But this time, like, see, I never dream about my past animals, and I'm very in tune with my animals. I love them, right? And then I saw a wolf howling, but it was more like my dog that was howling. She was howling. And I was thinking, maybe she's bringing them back or she's sending something away. And that's why I got this tattoo. And it was like tribal art and looks like it's fire, right?
Yeah.
So,
and it's a tattoo of a wolf howling.
Yeah. And it looks like my dog too. So, and then I saw a friend of mine, she's a, what do you call that? Or tarot card counselor or whatever.
Yeah.
And I told her that story and she says that I am in tune with all my pets. And she knew that because I've known her for so long. She says, maybe your dog was calling all your past animals.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wolves one day, my dog howling the next day, calling the wolves, calling my pets. Like I'm just kind of like
calling
something animals. It had to do with animals. And I was just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is amazing. And the timing of them, right? I always pay attention when they start showing up that way to all who's coming into your life the next few days, what's going on around the next few days, why are they showing up like that? But just know when the wolf shows up, you're being protected. They're circling you, those three of them circling you, protecting you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thought.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
And the number 11 comes up a lot now too.
Yeah, that's part of the four. So 11-11, when you see 11-11, 1-1-1, that's four. See, 1-1-1-1, that's about endings and beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fours are about spirit with you when even angels may not go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 11s are about karmic beginnings and endings, just like each one in itself is like a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an ace in a card deck,
mm-hmm.
right? And all four of them together bring karmic balance, but it's always about beginnings and endings. So when 11s are showing up, it would be like karmic beginnings and endings to major your job, to health issues finally come to completion, decisions finally coming to an end, new beginnings. So in that transition, when those show up, again, it's the four. And I feel like if I thought of your grandfather and the wolves together, right?
Yeah.
So that's a power. So the 11s are also
four, three wolves and my grandpa four.
Yeah. The three wolves and the four. So just they're all together. And I just feel like endings and beginnings, you're in this transition now because it's about a new direction for you, work ending and looking at new pathways, you know? So you're in it. They're just there to say, we're here to help you. Just know that even though it feels dark and murky and uncertain, we're right here. You just got to call us. Yeah,
freeze.
He's been shivering.
He's got cold.
And feeling so. In my house, I have a motion sensor camera that sits behind us, and it goes off all night with dead people who show up and haunt my house. People have felt them sitting the freezy cold. It's because they want to sit with you, but that could be the animals that haunt this house because I do have it.
She's hot.
Yeah, I'm fine too. That's why I'm like, and
I'm the cold.
Like freezing cold. Yeah. So they're sitting with you. Now, I'll go back and check my cameras later. But I was going to suggest when you're at home, because you were mentioning all the stuff that if you $40 Amazon cheap camera, they send pictures right to your phone and record you sleeping at night. Just have the camera in your room at night. And see what orbs show up around your bed at night. Because you mentioned being pushed down on your chest. Actually, the image I had in my head when you're talking about that was one of your animals who were dead, who are showing up, sitting on you, trying to wake you up.
Yeah.
So they're trying to wake you up from your sleep when you're feeling that press on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was the animals sitting on your chest trying to wake you up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
And so it's $40 cheap on Amazon, and literally it'll send pictures to your phone. All it does is motion. So as soon as something, an orb kind of zooms in, it takes a still photo, then another still photo, just so that you can see what's showing up around your bed. I have a client who's done that, and she sends me these pictures all the time. She goes, because you can actually see there is an entity that lays in her bed beside her.
Yeah.
And you can actually see it set up in some pictures, and you can see it laying down in some pictures. But it honestly, it's her grandfather too, who, ironically, it's her grandpa who shows up there. But so I would just do that to investigate a bit the entities, because I felt actually that was your animal sitting on your chest trying to get you up.
There you go.
Because we used to have a dog, and you could she's a medium sized dog, and you could hold her like a baby.
Yeah. Well, that's be that, her waking that's, up.
Yeah. And I didn't have a CPAP machine probably at that time.
I have a daughter with refractory epilepsy, mm-hmm. and she has a little dog that knows when my daughter's about to have a seizure. Wow. And goes crazy right around her, zoom, 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 zoom around her, wow. trying to get her to sit down or lay down, get her to sit down and lay down, right? So her little dog senses a seizure coming on for her, right away.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and so your spirit dogs are doing that for you. They're kind of, they're waking you up, maybe at that time where you have to catch your breath, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, hey, that's blessings. That's amazing. Yeah. I love it. I think that's absolutely amazing. Little spirit animals, really, they tend to show up quite more than people realize. They tend to show up in, I have the lady's dog who used to live here, Sharon, and I have a dog. I have pictures of her dog's orb at my front and back door. It looks like a dog apparition, literally at my front and back door. Wow. I'll show it to you really. It's pretty. I've put it on my Facebook and stuff, and I've put some of these apparitions out there so that people can see that it's actually more common than you realize. So, for instance, in apartment blocks, tons of activity. Mm. And I tell apartment block managers, before you get a bunch of people to do clearings, get just some cheap cameras and try to capture what you're seeing, right? Because they're showing you something that timestamps on it, right? Yeah. Well, anything you'd like to add?
Last year, my aunt passed, and she's like a second mother to me, mm-hmm. you know? But when she was still having her struggles and everything, maybe a month or so or a few months before she passed, I had a dream about her. Mm-hmm. It was just her and I were just walking down a path towards a rainbow. And I always think about the Rainbow Bridge with Patsy, you know, and we were just talking about me cutting their grass all the time and stuff like that. And sometimes I go over her flowers sometimes, but they never give me crap or anything like that. And then we were just talking and everything. And I told her that, and she really, really liked it. But my emotions were really high that year. And when I told her that, I was in tears when I was telling her that. And I'm just kind of this is crazy. And then just to add another little note about a dream, I have crazy dreams. I had a dream about my aunt and my uncle, and that my uncle's like a second dad to me, but my uncle's still alive. And I had a dream about them. And I think we were on the beach, and there was a boat or something like that. And they said, well, we're going to go to the boat with you, and we're going to go fishing or something like that. I like fishing. And then I got to the boat, but they weren't there. I'm wondering, what the heck is going on? And I can't save them. And where are they? And everything like that. Because I'm here, did they drown? What's going on? And I'm panicking big time. And then all of a sudden they pop up, they get into the boat. Okay, let's go fishing. We got a net. I'm here.
Now, where have you been?
It's what? And I'm freaking out, and they're like, nothing's ever happened. I'm here, what? And then I wake up and you're like, that was weird. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you conscious in your dreams? Can you consciously Do you hear yourself talking to yourself in your dream?
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You know what?
You project yourself in your dream.
What
does that mean then?
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if I was dreaming or if I was awake, but I was talking to myself, but I can't remember what I said. I told it to you the other day and I said, didn't you hear me talking?
Yeah, no, he thinks I'm calling for him at night, or
and you remember the conversation.
Yeah, I said something. Karen, can't you hear me? Or something like that. It sounded loud enough that she can hear. Yeah. But I asked her the next day, and she said, I didn't hear anything. And I'm here. What is going on, man? It's like
I find people with any type of brain disorder, like epilepsy, Alzheimer's, dementia, traumas, that they can project themselves in dreams. They're so hypersensitive and they're so empathic. You feel everything. You feel everything. Part of the issue is discerning what you need to feel and what's not yours, right? Mm-hmm. Like what's yours and what's not.
Yeah.
'Cause you literally scoop it all up. Mm-hmm. And so when you have conscious dreaming like that, you can project yourself. Like I often will have people with Alzheimer's or dementia show up in readings like they're deceased, like they can communicate, like they can show us things. Mm-hmm. And so in your dreams, when you're having these type of dreams where you're able to talk and you're able to communicate, like you're controlling yourself in your dream. Mm-hmm. Can you control yourself in your dream?
No. I don't even dream really.
Yeah. So you're able to control yourself in the dream. For instance, I have flying dreams. And as soon as I start to kind of fall, I'm like, no, up, up. I'm trying to control my trajectory in my dream. Mm-hmm. So you're able to bring your consciousness to your dream. I would call people in. I would call in your auntie. Say, auntie, I know you're there. I'm in my dream state. Come visit me. Call the wolves, because you're able to communicate and very good. That takes, for instance, as people develop that ability, they can go right into remote viewing. Like you're already having almost prophetic, that rainbow bridge, your auntie or her health, sort of spirit showing you so you're not broadsided, right?
Yeah.
And it's showing you. And so when you can bring your consciousness into your dream like that, practice meeting up with people, practice calling, say before you go to bed, say, I'm going to call those wolves in tonight. I'm going to call them in tonight. And so when you're in your dream state and you're there, call them in. So in my dream state, I actually wind up in different people's houses. Spirit brings me to their house. I don't know whose house this is, except for the spirit show me where they are in the house. And they tell me to open certain doors and not open certain doors. And sometimes I'll open the door and it's like low vibration, scary kind of entity showing me something. I've had to call Jehovah to get me out of the dream, which is God. Mm-hmm. And I make myself say it. And so to be able to do that in your dream, when you can practice that, you can astral project, you can visit people, you can bring people in. And some people can even do it in their conscious wake state. That same kind of projection is called remote viewing, where you can see things in other people's houses in the moment they're happening without being there. Yeah. This is what I would suggest. When you go to sleep, YouTube has all kinds of great guided meditations. Put them on your headphones, lay in your bed, and let the guided meditation bring you there. And then when you wake up, you're going to do the same thing, except you're going to use affirmations, like a positive affirmation, first 15 minutes before you open your eyes and get out of bed. You'll have a completely different mindset. Okay?
It's funny. I was suggested to go on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, what's it called? Mind Space. Mind something or other. It's one for meditation, one for sleep, one for whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was suggested by a professional to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you don't even have to watch, you just listen.
Exactly. You don't have to.
This guy used to be a Buddhist monk.
You just have to be present. That's
yes.
it.
Yeah.
And then, I actually went to sleep after listening to
That's
it.
Okay.
It's so relaxed.
It's, as long as you're present, and those guided meditations as you fall asleep, and you can get ones to help you bring yourself into a dream state. You can even record yourself doing your own guided meditation to guide you through your sleep state.
Wow.
And so you would write out your script, you would record it, and you would play it back to yourself as you fall asleep to help you guide your dream state.
Yeah.
And that things that you want to tell yourself, things that you want to mm-hmm. check in. So I would just suggest that for you to hone in that power of yours, because it's pretty, that's pretty extraordinary. And so that dream state is, that's a great place for you to practice your energy, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. Those were some great stories about dreams, how to deal with them, some great predictions we made, and some great reflections, both of your past readings and things that have come up. And thank you for picking me as your psychic. And I really do appreciate you participating in the podcast. And thank you to Kyle and Karen. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
You betcha.
Well, thank you to Karen and Kyle for sharing their fascinating experience with us. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at ivisonvoice.com/podcast.